Jonesboro continues to grow to the northeast along the Highway 49 corridor. The catalyst of the growth is the new NEA Baptist Hospital and Medical Complex expected to open this fall. Since the announcement of the new hospital, an explosion of growth is occurring in northeast Jonesboro along Highway 49. Between Jonesboro and the growing city of Paragould is the town of Brookland. Though considerably smaller than Jonesboro and Paragould, Brookland is not to be overlooked. The city is seeing growth and is anticipating more people making the move to the town. To meet the future needs of an expanding town, Brookland Mayor Kenneth Jones is urging voters to approve an annexation measure in a special election Tuesday. He tells about the area that would be annexed.
We're not taking in a big area, although when you get the engineers to tell you how much property, you know, we're currently about 1,400 and something acres, and you know, you look at the annexation and we're going to go up to about 4,835 acres. But a lot of this to the south and southeast is farmland. And we listened to the folks the last time we did this, and it failed, what the concerns they had. And we actually now have an agricultural zone. And we still allow in this agricultural zone people to actually bird hunt, rabbit hunt, shoot your guns, you know. In the densely area, if you're not in an agricultural zone, you can't fire a firearm. So we worked with the citizens outside the city to make things happen that, you know, resolve some of the issues that they had.
He says annexation is important because of an increase of the number of people that want to make Brookland their home.
The 2010 census, from 2000 census, we went from 1332 to 1642. And I feel right now, if we took a census, we would probably grow in the neighborhood of 250 to 300 people since the 2010 census. Our objective is with the annexation that we're looking at, with the completion of the Whitten Creek apartments, we're looking at doing a special census November, and we expect that would add an additional 750 to 800 people to the city of Brookland, which would give us a population of about 2,300.
And Jones is hopeful that result will bring the population to over 2,000 people, which will help bring in more businesses to the town. One concern he's heard from some residents is the cost of extending water and sewer lines to the land that would be annexed in. Jones responds to those concerns.
A lot of people don't know, but Anheuser-Busch, since it's been down at the area it is, has been on our sewer system since it's been built. So all the areas that we're going to, we have some form of city services already there, and most of it's water. The concern was the extra expense. It was just going to add to our citizens, and it's not going to add anything because we're currently taking care of them areas by water and sewer anyway. Now, there's areas that don't have sewer, like the area to the north. We got a subdivision to the north of us that's just west of the old golf course. You know, one of their concerns was, when will we have sewer? Well, with the sale and the development of the golf course now, sewer will be in that area across the highway, which makes it more feasible for us to work with the developers of the golf course to get sewer across the road and up to these houses that have not had sewer for years.
And Brookland tried to annex land in 2008 and 2009, with both proposals being shot down by voters. Jones says he's hoping for a different result this time.
Things are changing around Brookland, and we just got to realize that it's changing, and we can either grow and protect it and remain Brookland, have our own identity, or we can be absorbed by a larger city and, you know, lose that.
And early voting is taking place now. The election will be on Tuesday.